The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said,
"What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?"
They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said,
"Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?"
He said,
"Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'"
The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said,
"Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born.
Then Judas, the betrayer,
said so.
While they were eating, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and giving it to his disciples, said,
"Take and eat, this is my body."
Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying,
"Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed in behalf of many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, from now on I shall not drink of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it with you new in the kingdom of my Father."
Then, after singing a hymn,
"This night all of you will have your faith in me shaken, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be dispersed.' But after I have been raised up, I shall go before you to Galilee."
Peter said to him in reply,
"This very night before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times.
Peter said to him,
"Even though I should have to die with you, I will not deny you."
And all the disciples spoke likewise. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples,
"Sit here while I go over there and pray."
He took along Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee and began to feel sorrow and distress. Then he said to them,
soul is sorrowful even to death. Remain here and keep watch with me.
He advanced a little and fell prostrate in prayer, saying,
My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
When he returned to his disciples, he found them asleep. He said to Peter,
So you could not keep watch with me for 1 hour. Watch and pray that you may not undergo the test. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Withdrawing a second time, he prayed again.
My Father, if it is not possible that this cup pass without my drinking it, your will be done.
Then he returned once more and found them asleep, for they could not keep their eyes open. He left them and withdrew again and prayed a third time, saying the same thing again. Then he returned to his disciples and said to them,
Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Behold, the hour is at hand when the Son of Man is to be handed over to sinners. Get up, let us go. Look, my betrayer is at hand.
While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, accompanied by a large crowd with swords and clubs, who had come from the chief priests and the elders of the people. His betrayer had raised a sign with them, saying,
The man I shall kiss is the one, arrest him.
Immediately he went over to Jesus and said,
Hail, Rabbi!
And he kissed him. Jesus answered him,
Friend, do what you have come for.
Then stepping forward, they laid hands on Jesus and arrested him. And behold, one of those who accompanied Jesus put his hand to his sword, drew it, and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to him,
Put your sword back into its sheath. For all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you not think that I can call upon my Father, and he will not provide me at this moment with more than 12 legions of angels? But then how would the scriptures be fulfilled, which say that it must come to pass in this way? Come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to who sees me. Day after day I sat teaching in the temple area, yet you did not arrest me. But all this has come to pass that the writings of the prophets may be fulfilled.
Finally,
But I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven.
Then I the governor was accustomed to reach to the cross.
Lema sabachthani, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus.